Hello, everyone, and welcome to the magical world of the third qualifier recording for GGW 11. Ooh, you know, that sequence actually worked out pretty well. Yeah, we're going to keep that. Huzzah! Squeaky chair activate. This one's going to be pretty short, but there's going to be a lot of scrolling. Since I'm already sitting at Aft's entry, I guess I'll just start here instead. So, hot damn, this one is looking pretty fucking swag to me. Couple of line break choices that I didn't exactly find all that ideal on the personal level, but overall, Aphrodite, I'm really digging what you did here. I think you came out swinging in this last round, and this is really the type of piece that provides a strong punch going into the playoff gauntlet. Spoiler, gauntlet. Alright, scroll it up. Lots of scrolling, because everything's in the same file this time around. But, only three entries, so not a lot of work. Next up, you know what? I think we're going to go to Shadow Cat Meow. Here we are. Alright, so, this one was a little bit short, and I gotta be, you know, I gotta be honest here. I love roasting dumbass Karens, but I think this one was a step back from my perspective. And given your choice of emoticon on Gaia, I think I kind of knew this one already. Now, there are some things I like here. Particularly, your use of infecting is a great word choice. But there are things that are just really off in this piece to me. I read this one over and over again, maybe a dozen times, and I just could never settle into a rhythm of speaking or reading that I liked. I kept getting into this mode where it felt like a jagged verse that never actually found a beat, and that makes it really difficult to find entertainment when searching for that juiciness that you wondered if I'd find. So, honestly, you know, shit happens, not really a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but I think you were more on track with your entry for round two. Personal opinion. Scrolling back up. Oh my god, why did I decide to keep everything in one word file? I mean, it's interesting in terms of, like, for posterity, definitely a solid choice here, but overall, maybe not the best idea for reading stuff. Alright, Frosted. I read yours first, but you get to go last. The beat in this one was poppin'. I loved setting into the cadence of this while reading aloud. Now, there are some things that I can wag my finger at. You had a wrong it's verse it's in here that popped out at me because edit mode activate. And the double tapping of elephants stood out to me as well. It's kind of one of those words that you gave it a strong present at the start. So when it got used later on, I was like, well, this just feels like a cheapo imitation of what came before. Why are you using this one again? Kind of stood out for no reason. But again, those are pretty, pretty shitty little things to fret on, honestly. Again, grand scheme of things, not much of a big deal. I love the grit. I love the style. This was a great qualifier piece for you to end on. Nicely done. So in 3.5 minutes, I can already transition to the real point that anybody cares about, which is what's going to happen for the playoffs. I've already posted, again, we're no longer in the realm of anything goes. This is a prompt round, so you have to incorporate the prompt. It's just straight up legit. If you don't incorporate the prompt, you lose by default. Please, 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 for the love of God, include the prompt. It's only happened maybe twice that someone just ignored the prompt and got hit for it. So here's the deal. We had 5 people participate in GGW this season, and to me, cutting to 4 for a playoffs, as I alluded to in the previous video, kind of stupid. So here's how it's going to work. There are 5 people who participated. All 5 of you make it into the gauntlet seating. This is completely in order of how many points you accumulated throughout the contest, and essentially how it's going to work is the person in the lowest seed battles the next highest, and that moves on until I get to the final 3. I'm then going to look at the top 3 people who survived the gauntlet, and the 2 entries that I like best out of that threesome will move on to face each other in the final for the GGW championship. Hopefully that makes sense, but the big thing is just get an entry in. That's pretty much where it is. Just get an entry in. That follows the prompt. and the rest will kind of fall into place as I judge. But the seating will matter from the judging side, so if you're interested in knowing, this is how it breaks down. In the fifth seed is TLM. In the fourth seed is VOC. In the third seed is Aphrodite. In the second seed is Shadowcat Meow. And in the number one seed is Frosted. So we'll go from the lowest seed, aka number five, and move on up until we're left with two. Other point of note, this contest entry is due on the 15th. It is not a full month. It is 2 weeks and a day. So remember that one too, because that's kind of important. And that's also why I dropped this recording as fast as I pretty much could. That being said, you really know what I'm about to say. Shadowcat Meow, you've been through enough rounds. You should know what I'm about to say too. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!